My child with Down syndrome is always sick and having to use antibiotics. Well, one of the first things, of course, is to find out what areas are affected. Often, for example, you'll have children who have chronic sinusitis. Now, it's very interesting at the Mayo Clinic, they've actually measured and tested and looked at chronic sinusitis and found that as much as 92% of chronic sinusitis is fungal in origin. Hence, the use of antibiotics is actually contraindicated or foolish, and they don't work. So often, as often given to children and with Down syndrome and other children, sort of to give chronic antibiotics. While I'm on the chronic antibiotics, it's also been published in numerous articles that antibiotics are not effective for colds, flus, upper respiratory tract infections, so-called infections, and chronic bronchitis. Even for mild to moderate ear infections, antibiotics have no place unless confirmed by an actual visual examination of actual infection. So here you have all these problems which are proven not to be useful for antibiotics in the midst of a situation where chronic sinusitis is caught can be caused or aggravated by antibiotic use, where we're trying to deal in the community and hospital setting with numbers of superbugs which we can no longer treat with any antibiotics. So it's absolutely irrational to use antibiotics for something which with they're not proven. So that being said, what do you do? Well, what we do for first of all for the generally the immune system is the use of multivitamins. Generally, multivitamins have been shown to reduce the infections of and improve the immune system. So that sounds pretty straightforward. We've seen it time and time again. It's been published in the literature. Any one of any number of nutrients, or especially people that have even chronic infections, have deficiencies of vitamin A. So you have to consider the use of a multivitamin, and that will cut your infections down. Next, as you get through, for example, chronic sinusitis, we would consider the use of some homeopathic nasal sprays, not steroids, because if it is fungal in origin, then again, it's contraindicated. So homeopathic sprays such as euphorbium. We also use very effectively a sinus spray called Sinurega, which has some natural antifungals in it, which again, it seems to be very effective compared to use of any other steroid or antibiotic for chronic sinusitis. Also, very important is the use of probiotics. If a child has been on antibiotics in the past and they have chronic problems, they should be using healthy bacteria to restore normal healthy flora, to suppress pathogenic or disease-causing bacteria anywhere in the body, and to suppress fungus and these potential yeast overgrowths, which again seem to be causing immune systems a drag on the immune system. At the same time, you can use again for ear infections. There's a number of both pharmaceutical and natural options, including homeopathy, for chronic immune system problems beyond the use of vitamins and homeopathy. Again, we use a number of products depending on the history and the specificity of and the unique characteristics of the case. And finally, if there is a chronic problem and nothing seems to be working, we would recommend a full assessment looking for things like food sensitivities, including gluten. Looking for a significant nutrient deficiency through blood and urine testing, and to perhaps use more comprehensive stool testing to see if there's a bug or other thing that is compromising the immune system. So again, there's a number of opportunities to look for the cause of the infection or the problem. And often if you look, you start finding either a nutritional deficiency, an overgrowth of fungus or fungus or yeast or some other organism that's causing a drag on the immune system, or even some drug or other toxic substance or process which is being used, or that can be dragging down the body. Thank you.